All right, we'll go ahead and call this special court meeting to order this May 1st, 2025 at 6 p.m. Thank everybody for showing up. Relatively short notice, well within the legal requirements. At this time, Justice Johnny Tyler is going to lead us in invocation and pledge. We would stand for this pledge.
Pray for the God, thank you for this opportunity to come together. We ask that you be the center of the details, the center of the decision making, Father God. I pray that you would be here tonight as we do the best we can for our people. Father God, in your name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May be seated. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Meeks.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Schock.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
Yorgi.
Here.
All right, we've got a quorum. Director Cho. Okay, so the question is, with the special meeting, you go ahead and approve the journal from the previous meeting. We're going to go ahead and do that. It's a little bit easier to do that now rather than couple that with this special meeting journal at the regularly scheduled meeting. And so I'll entertain a motion with regard to the journal.
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion second. Any additions or deletions or corrections? Was this provided in the packet?
Yes. Who made the second?
Who was the second?
Christopher.
Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approval as presented, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the journal will be approved. All right, let me welcome everybody in the audience. You all got the message that we're over here and not in the courthouse. I think you'll all be pleased with the renovations going on there. But we'll be over here for at least one more meeting, maybe two. Randy's sweating back there as I put that out there. But the wait is going to be worth it. I'm excited for our court to see their new courtroom. So thank you all for coming here tonight. At this point in our agenda, we are where we allow public comment on items before the court tonight. The only item that is on the agenda is proposed ordinance 25-12. It's a crypto mine/data center ordinance amending an existing ordinance that we have. I trust you all know that. But at this point, if you raise your hand if you want to make a public comment or if you're just here to observe. Okay, I saw the lady in the blue shirt raise her hand first. Feel free to step forward to the microphone and identify yourself.
Hi, I'm Elisa Brown. I live in Bologna, but I live in the county part of Bologna, and we do have property in the city. I read the amendment that Mr. Allison has proposed. That's a great amendment, but however, I feel like it needs more teeth because these crypto mine owners have a lot of money at their disposal. The monetary fine is going to be nothing. What we need, it needs to have more muscle to basically call a cease and desist on that mine if they proceed with noise violations. So what I would like to ask is that with Act 174, which states that the crypto mines can be within 2,000 feet of a residence if only certain measures are met, I would like to extend that to the county and have the county enforce that and say that these crypto mines cannot be within 2,000 feet of a residence. These crypto mines produce a lot of noise. The person that is supposed to be building this crypto mine has built mines with potential noise. We don't want that in Bologna. We have a lot of elderly in the area and autistic children which are going to be affected by that. The second thing that I would ask is that a moratorium be established on the crypto mine until these things can be established and determined. The third thing is to approach the Arkansas Association of Counties, because right now, I feel like all of our county minds are under attack by these crypto mines. They're coming in everywhere. And once they're out of the city area, there's very little teeth that the county people have in retaliation, or at least in preventing them from coming in. That's got to start somewhere. Let it start with Faulkner County, and let's start with the Arkansas Association of Counties.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very articulate. Appreciate those comments. Sir, can the half of you go ahead and step forward and identify yourself?
Yes, sir. My name is Kevin Taylor. I'm a Bologna resident, and I live on Jansky Lane. And as you know, the Planning Commission was submitted a proposal by a local business, Crypto Mine. They voted not to allow them space. Then, of course, that will be sent to our city council for a vote. We know that the potential for them to move that to a just down a few feet from where they're wanting to put it in city limits is just a few feet away from county space that they're wanting to put it up. We think, obviously, it hasn't been submitted to the city council yet, but we're going to hear that, and the potential for them to move it into the county is very high, I think. It's just an opinion. Now, as a 20-year combat veteran, I've been in every AOR since Desert Storm, and we deal with stuff. Sounds are detrimental to our mental health, I'll just put it that way. And we have a number of veterans that are right there in the general vicinity, mine included, my residence is right there. No matter where they put this, if it's in that same vicinity of that power station, it's going to affect all of us. Now, the ordinance that y'all are proposing for the volumes, I hope it stands. It seems like the federal courts may have opinions on that, but that's outside of our realm. But for you guys to, we hope that this thing goes through where they can at least subdue the sounds to prevent that from, you know, it's going to damage our property values. We're still concerned about, of course, the power grid and how that's going to affect our local residents and including our county residents. Everyone in that vicinity is going to be affected by a crypto mine, and not just the sounds, but everything. And again, that's just what we're asking y'all to vote on and pass. So if we can't keep them out, how do we control it? So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate those comments, and I should probably have already stated for the benefit of our court and the audience, just understand that there is current litigation. There will probably be future litigation. We can't discuss anything that might impact current litigation, and we're, of course, not passing ordinance that would impact that anyway. It's up and running. We do have to abide by the law. And so I will have a quick trigger if it looks like discussion's headed down a track that I believe to be detrimental to the county's position in the lawsuits, and I would ask our county attorney, Phil Murphy, to do the same. Any of the justices, if I see you slow picking up on that, just raise your hand and get my attention. So we are currently in a lawsuit, and we're not going to discuss anything about that because we don't want to compromise the county's position. We need to sue for tens of millions of dollars in damages, and it's your public taxpayer dollars. So we'll be very cautious and respectful of that. Having said that, everything is said here tonight, probably being viewed live, streamed by, we'll say, interested parties. And anything said tonight is liable to appear in discovery in federal court or state court for that matter. So just understand, we don't have to be scared. Anything wrong, you've done an exceptionally good job, even with the ordinance that you're trying to amend tonight. I commend you on those efforts. I don't think anybody in here feels like that's adequate. Certainly our two commenters don't. I happen to agree with them and just about anybody else I've spoken with. So having said that, let's just all be on our toes and use good sense when we'll make our comments. All right. Any other public comment?
Judge Dobson, if I can, just to the members of the court, our last hearing, or forum court meeting in July, where we passed the previous ordinance, has been transcribed and is an exhibit. that has been used in the federal court proceeding. So expect that this too will also be transcribed and used as an exhibit later in a federal court proceeding. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Burson. Any other public comment? Yes, sir. Step on the mic if you would and identify yourself.
I'm Scott Langston. I'm a Bologna resident. I didn't plan on speaking tonight, but one of the things I thought about sitting here was I hope all of you folks have had a chance to review the video from our planning commission meeting. There were a lot of articulate comments made by people that aren't here tonight. There was former engineers that talked about sound, noise of all types. Lots of concerns by lots of people that were primarily in the city because they asked that the city be first to speak. We need you guys' support from the county aspect of what the previous gentleman just said of keeping control of these mines and keeping control around our cities. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, I appreciate our public commenters. Look, it's no secret there have been meetings around near and far, many of which have been very passionate and impassioned, and for good reason. You know, you're dealing with people's lives. I would tell our commenters and our viewers online, anybody who reads this transcript, these 13 people are human beings too. Of course, they live in the same county. I've talked to no one who says the sound that we've heard with the current cooling systems is acceptable anywhere. And that is my opinion. I don't have a vote on this court tonight. I don't think I differ with the opinions of them, if they'll let us know tonight. Any other public comment before we proceed? Yes, ma'am. Please step forward.
I just want to say that I do appreciate.
Could you identify yourself, please, so that she can hear you?
Can you hear me? Am I good? Okay. I do want to say that I have been involved in foreign court meetings or been attending them since this started. I do appreciate the actions that y'all have tried to put in place. I feel for Alonia. I feel for anybody in these situations. I do remember one of the comments that Mr. Allison made at the very first, one of the first comments he made. It's not my district. It is my county. And I hope as y'all go through this and as you're putting these things in place, you do remember. You don't live in Faulkner County. You don't live in Greenberg. You don't live in Bologna. You do live in Faulkner County. And when you took these positions, we appreciate the fact that you're fighting for the whole county, not just the city limits, or not just because maybe you don't, you feel like that crypto coin is not a, these data mines might not be detrimental. I believe we've all discovered that they can be. But anyway, I do appreciate the stand that the county has taken. On behalf of me personally, I appreciate it all, and I just want y'all to remember that. Again, I appreciate Mr. Allison because his comment has lived with me for 2 years, so that made a big impression. Thank y'all.
Thank you for your comment. What was your name, ma'am?
I got for the record, that is Trevor Branson.
Yeah, don't we all respect Justice Allison, and that's well stated. Any other public comment? Yes, sir. Please identify yourself. We know you, but we're going to be consistent.
Mike Turner from Bologna. I just wanted to, everybody to verify where the city limits of Bologna. Do we know where the city limits in that area stop and start?
If anybody knows exactly where, maybe just shot Justice Allison or somebody.
I used to.
It's right there. It's
I believe, if I can, former Justice Good's property is the first property in the county on the east side, of the city limits. Yes, sir.
I understood it to be on the west side of Energy Way Road. So is it on the east side of the...
If I can, from memory, I believe that all east and west on Energy Lane now in the city that's been recently...
The further away they have to go from those from that power grid is going to cost them an extraordinary amount of money to get power to run further away we can keep them, the better off we'll be, I think. Anyway, but the city limits is what I was concerned about.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Any other comment? Public comment? Okay, before I accept a motion, I think there will probably be multiple ones tonight. I will state that this is probably not our last meeting for a whole host of reasons. I think the world was watching the Bologna Planning Commission and those meetings well beyond our county borders. And I think Justice Allison was the quickest draw on taking action. We were going to have a special meeting anyway, and so I was thankful to see his suggestion at amending the ordinance. Because I think we all fear, for whatever reason, we've been a test case, test bed, and we don't want to become crypto. I'm speaking on my behalf, and everyone I've spoken with. We don't want to become Crypto Mine County, America. And last I checked, nobody's putting these in their backyard, despite quick comments that you may hear around. And every crypto mine that we have researched or come in contact with, I know of no one who wants those next to their house, their school, their park, or anywhere. Now, there are probably places where it's okay for them to be and blast a lot of noise and so forth. But I think the fear is we've got substations all throughout the county. The latest hotspot, of course, being Bologna. And I knew that it was next to the city limits. There's always the potential that either that company or another company could say, hey, well, there's still a substation pretty close to the city limits. We could go just outside. Or there are a whole host of other substations in Faulkner County. And sort of with a backdrop of the state putting the handcuffs on local governments initially, then backing off of that, us being able as a local government to enact more restrictions now, the timing was right to just jump on this, and I think days matter. I don't think we can afford to wait months. Faulkner County, I think there's an appetite by our court to send a signal we're respectful of everyone's constitutional rights, including companies who want to operate, and by all means, we want companies to come here and operate as long as they don't infringe on the constitutional rights of our citizens. So let me just state that. We're clearly the fastest growing county in the Central Arkansas area. I think the second fastest growing in the state. We're not averse to growth. No one that I talk to. But we can't become the Wild West. We can't have unfettered growth with no controls. Controlling that is not easy at all, though, particularly when it comes to sound. This body worked really hard at, was it Ordinance 2320? I've got the number wrong. The first ordinance worked really hard with a whole lot of guidance from Mr. Murphy and my entire staff and no telling who all else, including the AAC, his comment about the Association of County. We worked very closely with the Association of Counties. We had input to the uniform ordinance that most of Arkansas passed. Basically, we have two attorneys on staff and another who's not licensed but still has been through law school. And we were going to be the test case Bono coming out first. We didn't know that ahead of time, but with them announcing that they're coming to our county, that's when it ramped up. So having said that, I think we could not afford to wait until the regular monthly court meeting. And this issue is important enough. It's why we're spending public money coming here on a special court meeting. I anticipate it won't be our last, but it's that important. I mean, this most members of the public, we've had a core four meeting in a while. I hope we don't have others that went to the courthouse and are trying to navigate that maze. But anyway, I do want to thank everyone for coming. I do have a prepared statement that I want our core court to hear. The emerging crypto mining potential that exists is why we're all here. It's not going away anytime soon. It's not a problem anybody in this building brought to Faulkner County. It's nobody's fault that's in this room that people are having to deal with this. Awful noise. And just for the record, I own no cryptocurrency. You're not ever going to catch me owning it. I'm scared to death of it. And money's too hard to come by. I'm not going to throw it away. Something some. I'm not going to say anything bad about it beyond that, I guess. But even when operating at a level that's within the what I believe to be well-crafted and constitutional ordinance that this body of competent justices of peace and legislators use great diligence in determining what is a constitutional level, decibel level, that we can regulate, because it does no good to set the sound level at 20 decibels and it be stricken unconstitutional before anyone is seated in a federal court here. And so I want everyone, including the public, to know the deliberations that this body went through to deliberately set it at a reasonable level, and a level that they felt could be defended in court. Some of that remains to be seen, but I'm exceedingly happy with this body's efforts. It came up with a good faith noise level, 55 decibels at night, 60 during the day, if memory serves. And so I wanted to point out the deliberations that our quorum court engaged in to set not only the sound levels, but also the ordinance, given the constraints at the time. I mentioned the ongoing litigation. We have to be really careful about that, and so I would ask that everyone just shy away from any, and just be careful about the comments you make. If you hearken back, just be really careful. Justice Allison is proposing changes to our ordinance, and I'll let him characterize that. Justice Yorty, I know, has got some suggestions for clarifications on some definitions and maybe some other stuff. I'm aware of at least one other justice became aware tonight that there may be some other suggestive changes as well. And that's why we're here. And that's welcome by everybody in the room, I think. There may be others. There certainly will be other meetings that we have, I anticipate. In addition to the discussions tonight, my office will be recommending even further controls to be put in place to tackle the problem of the types of noise that are emitted, at least by the cooling systems we've seen. And I want to tell everyone tonight, even if after the deliberations, who knows where they're going to go tonight or later meetings, but understand it's not a matter of just wanting to. It's not very simple to regulate. It's just not very easy to regulate. For one, the noise is continuous. Well, it's more irritating than just about any other continuous noise at the same decibel levels I've ever heard. But I can assure you, if you just haul off and draft some willy-nilly language, you're going to have to defend it in court. You're going to have the experts, subject matter experts, to defend that. Unless we can craft really careful language that is not unconstitutional, that achieves that. And so I would invite all of our viewers, in person and otherwise, tonight's not the end game. I've got every confidence that our cold court can craft the best possible non-unconstitutional language that there is. And once they do that, we're willing to defend that in any venue. I've got that much confidence in our core court, and we will defend it. We'll do what we have to protect our citizens. So my office will be recommending some changes, that it's just too early because it's going to take longer to craft the language than we had. Okay? Whether that be type of noise, distance, setbacks, and frankly, benchmarking everywhere else in the U.S. We did, despite having an unusually high FOIA workload, some of our staff members were able to carve out time to start benchmarking recent developments across the country. Because we don't have while we're apparently the first in the region, we don't have a monopoly on good ideas. So, hey, if there's some good language out there that's a good way to regulate, then we'll adopt it, or we'll suggest that to our core court. But we're efforting that as we speak, so to speak. Lastly, before I accept a motion, I want to commend the civility that we've had with our speakers tonight. We've all seen meetings, not necessarily in Bologna, but everywhere in the country, whether it even be county business or whatever, where things get out of hand and we pay a lot of attention to that here. We just don't want to go down a slippery slope tonight or any other meeting. And if we head that direction, I have a quick trigger. We've always got law enforcement here. We've never had to ask them to escort anyone out, but we won't hesitate to do that, either on this topic or any other topic. And so I don't anticipate that based on the professionalism and the comments we had. I really commend you for being that way tonight, because you're impassioned. You wouldn't be here. You could very easily get emotional, and so we appreciate that. I prefer not to refer this issue to committee for several reasons. One, I don't think justices of the peace are part-time, and our committee chairs work more than non-committee chairs, but this is an issue that's taking several in our staff as the full-time job, including myself, to deal with. All right? And it's just not fair to a committee chair. There have also been others who have felt for their personal safety over this very issue, and we're not going to have that in our proceedings or diligence that we're undergoing. I'm not going to ask one of our committee chairs or committee members to have to shoulder all that burden themselves, and it's an important enough issue that I think committee of the whole basically is warranted here. So having said that, at this point I'll entertain a motion.
Judge, I move that we consider ordinance 2512, proposed ordinance 2512. Second.
All right, motion. Who is the second? Justice Lyon. Motion and second. Do we have a reading, please? One second.
Proposed ordinance 25-12, sponsored by Justice Allison, to be enacted by the Coroner of Fort Parker County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance entitled an ordinance to amend ordinance 2320 and to declare an emergency.
Excellent. So, Justices, I appreciate your patience with that monologue, but if I didn't say it, somebody's going to have to say all those things. I think, again, I would remind you again, we're involved. There are multiple court cases happening. They're probably going to be more in the future. And just be cognizant of that. Having said that, Justice Allison, would you like to brief us on your amendment?
Yes, thank you, Judge. First, I want to thank your office for moving so quickly on this. Honestly, it wasn't what I anticipated. I did ask for to go to committee just thinking that was the proper process, but I appreciate y'all thinking the urgency demanded this special court meeting. I also want to thank Justice Mary Coates, District 2, because she brought the original ordinance in 2023 that we amended, and some people have referred to it as we pulled the teeth out of it. But I think we did that, if I recall correctly, and I did not go back and listen to all of the discussion back then. But because the legislature had passed the Data Centers Act of 2023, that effectively pulled our teeth, I felt like. And I remember the part of the discussion, not word for word, but I remember thinking that we had to come off of some of what you had put in that ordinance in order to satisfy the law as it stood at that time. But last year, the state legislature passed, and it's now become Act 170, it was 174, I think, is what it, but that removed those restrictions on us to regulate these data centers. And I somehow missed that that law had been passed and enacted, maybe in a change of jobs or whatever it was. That somehow or another, I missed that and did not realize that we now had more power to regulate these things than we had in 2023. That said, I tried to take this ordinance back to the original that Justice Coates submitted in 2023 with the original teeth that it had. In my haste, because that planning commission, I think, occurred, started at 7 o'clock, I don't remember what time it ended, but it was about probably 11 or 11:30 when I put this together and submitted it to Councilor Murphy and asked for it to be placed on this. So I left some things off that I'll move to amend here in a few moments. But this is my going on my fifth year in court, and I can think I can safely say that the majority of this court in all of my time has been very hesitant to regulate anything in the county. That we are a court, I believe, that by and large does not want to regulate county residents or county businesses when at all possible. But I can also say that for 2 years with the current noise ordinance, Ms. Gladys Anderson and the people out there in Bono have endured nothing less than torture, in my opinion, with that mine that's been out there. And we did what we could at the time, I feel like, to prevent that. It's going through the court. Mr. McMillan in the audience tonight told me the other night when I saw him that their next court date for their lawsuit is February of 2026. So we're going on at least 3 years, if it got settled that night, that she's going to be tortured by that noise and that sound. Thought with the ordinance that we had put together after that was built that this was taken care of. We fought off the first attempt in Bologna and thought it was time for them to battle in courts. But now with this newfound authority, I feel like we have to do something to protect the people from a further assault. Torture. It's torture what the people are enduring. And Mr. Turner, I looked at the map and the city limits of Bologna. Along 64 there, along Main Street right there, on the south side, that is all the city limits. But immediately to the north, that's not the city limits. If they burrowed under the road, they could conceivably put this mine on the other side of the road and be in the county, on the Main Street there. They could move to the east a little ways further or west past Yancey Lane and be back in the county because it kind of zigzags through there.
North of Big Jansky property.
North, I'm not sure who has that over there, but Oakwood Drive's over there, and I'm not sure who owns that, but yes. But there's places that they could be in the county where I feel like I don't like the idea of regulating people. I don't like the idea of regulating things. But I know that the people who live over there, who bought over there, who own property over there, and who made that their home, didn't buy that property, didn't move into those homes with the intent to be tormented and tortured by that constant barrage of noise. I hear a lot of people arguing for the wildlife. I'm not here to argue for the wildlife. If they run every armadillo out of Crawford County with one of these things, it wouldn't bother me. But the people is who I'm here to represent. And it's the people who should not have to endure this horrendous noise. And that's why I want to enact this ordinance. But I would like to move to amend what you saw on the website, and I promise there was no intention to obfuscate. It was simply late at night, and in my haste, I left some things off. But Councilor Murphy handed out to the court a revised copy of this that put more of what Justice Coates had in her original. If you look on this amendment, this proposed amendment, amended ordinance, in Article 3, section of the noise attenuation requirements. There is a section 1 through 3, and then through A, B, C, and D, and section 3. Section 4 there, under the noise attenuation plan requirements. A bunch of stuff that was added there, did not intend to leave that out, but it was getting late at night, and I must have made that error. And I appreciate Councilmember for bringing it to my attention, because that was my intent. Take it back to the original proposed ordinance that Justice Coates had proposed in 2023. Also in Article 6, there's an additional section there in the violations. Especially the most important, I think, is number 3 under Article 6, where it says all data centers shall be in compliance with the requirements of this ordinance before commencing operation. Failure to do so will be deemed in violation of this ordinance and result in injunction and or a stay in commencing operation, so that they shall not commence operation if they're in violation of the ordinance. In Article 7, pay special attention to number 4, where it says until the data center is in compliance with this ordinance and required noise attenuation measures are implemented and noise limitations met, the data center shall cease operations. So I believe that was what one of the speakers asked about. And so I would move to amend what we saw as a proposed ordinance on the website to this revised proposed ordinance that Councilor Murphy handed out to the court. And I would appreciate y'all having the time, taking time to review those before we move forward.
Second.
Sure.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
Do we actually need an amendment, because we don't have a copy of what's on the website? We have the amended copy, and that's what was put on the table, so I don't think we need an amendment.
Just as Kendrick is correct, we don't need an amendment, but certainly I think the court appreciates the effort that Justice Allison went to make sure that y'all understood that we weren't trying to put anything that the public hadn't seen. So just a Scrivener's error of the page that went just not included on that original one that got sent to y'all.
Thank you, Councilor.
All right, so the motion that's on the floor, do we have a motion to amend that needs to retract?
It's a motion put on the table at this point.
All right. So any further discussion, Justice Allison?
No, sir, thank you.
All right, further comments?
Your Honor, this is quite a bit of new information to consume. I just want to urge the court to proceed not in haste, and if it's appropriate to consider a brief recess so that we can actually look at this information. I don't want to vote on something I haven't had a chance to read. We're looking at multiple pages here. I don't know if that's the will of the court, but personally I would like to read what we're going to debate.
Given that it's on the record, I'm going to call a 15-minute recess. We don't need to vote, having had that been made to put to our attention. So we'll be recessed for 15 minutes. Does anyone need any more time to review? All right. So having had the initial overview by Justice Allison, does anyone else have any discussion? Yes, Georgie.
I have a question for Justice Allison. Your amendments, this ordinance here, describe the restrictions that would apply to a data center. But the terminology seems to be a bit broad for a data center. The definition provided says it is an industrial or commercial building or facility that houses IT infrastructure for building, running, and delivering applications and services, and for storing and managing the data associated with those applications and services, and includes but is not limited to commercial crypto mining facilities. So I wondered if you could clarify, is it your intent that this ordinance apply broadly to all sorts of digital service data centers, or is it aimed to be specifically crypto mining facilities?
Let me say that my intent is to not make it so narrowly defined that we're in danger of running afoul of discrimination, and so that we're not thrown out in court because we're considered to be discriminatory against a single entity or group of people.
So I would suggest that there's language from the Arkansas Code and the Act 173 of 2024 that could be helpful for us in creating definitions that meet those requirements that you're saying of not being so specific that it is discriminatory, but following in line with what has already been proposed and established by the state. So I would suggest that we could use some of the definitions from that act to identify these businesses we are concerned about regulating as digital asset mining businesses. That's the terminology used in the Arkansas Code, and there's a set of definitions available in the code that sort of build a very specific definition for what type of business that is, how large it is, the type of power that is used by that business, and the specific purpose that they are using it for to generate this sort of blockchain value currency and not any other application.
I'm just sure you've made a suggestion. Are you asking for a motion? Are you looking for a reply from Justice Salisbury?
I would at first ask for a reply for Justice Allison if he would be open to such.
I'm open to any amendment that anyone on this court wants to put forth. I believe that there's 13 of us for a reason, so that I know that I'm not God and I'm not perfect. And so if y'all can make this better, then I'm all for it. And I don't. It's not about credit for me. So if there's some suggestion that you have to make it better, and this court agrees, now I'm open to any amendment that any of you would put forth.
Thank you. So I would move to amend the ordinance on the table to change every reference to data center to instead reference digital asset mining business. And also add a set of four definitions that are taken directly from Act 173 of the 2024 fiscal session, specifically the definitions of blockchain network, digital asset mining, and digital asset mining business. Add that to the definition section of this ordinance.
Can you repeat that one more time, please? Sure. Which definitions were you wanting to change or add?
The four definitions: blockchain network, digital asset mining, and digital asset mining business.
Just to assure you, just for the benefit, I'm sure I'm not the only one. Do you mind reading those definitions?
Sure, I can. The definition of blockchain, and these are the definitions from Act 173 of 2024, which is now in Arkansas Code Section 14-1-603. A blockchain network is a group of computers operating and processing together to execute a consensus mechanism to agree upon and verify data in a digital record. A digital asset is cryptocurrency, virtual currency, or natively electronic assets, including without limitation, stable coins, non-fungible tokens, and other digital-only assets that confer economic, proprietary, or access rights or powers. Digital asset mining is the use of electricity to power a computer for the purpose of securing or validating a blockchain network. And a digital asset mining business is a group of computers working at a single site that consumes more than 1 megawatt on an average annual basis for the purpose of generating digital assets by securing a blockchain network.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd like to ask if you could reread digital asset mining business definition.
A group of computers working at a single site that consumes more than 1 megawatt on an average annual basis for the purpose of generating digital assets by securing a blockchain network. And again, all four of those definitions are taken directly from the Arkansas Code, section 14-1-603.
Justice Jordy, you have reviewed those, obviously. You think they all four need to be added. I heard references from one to the other. So in such a way, is it your opinion that if you adopt or exchange crypto mine or the word or phrase or label, I guess, digital asset or digital asset mining, you need all four of these because they cross-reference?
That is my opinion, that they are needed in order to build up the definition of a digital asset mining business.
So is it fair to say that if you regulated Judge Salson's amendment, if you regulate crypto mines, but then you call them data centers, then you really need all four of these?
That is my opinion.
Or if you call them digital asset mining?
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm clear. Hopefully that answered someone else's questions. And so
I second the motion.
Okay. So we got a motion and a second. All right. Any further discussion on that?
I have a question. Are you proposing to swap the word data center with digital asset mining business, or in the definition of data center where it says includes but not limited to commercial crypto mining facilities? I ask because, well, obviously, keeping the language of data center is much broader and inclusive of potentially digital asset mining businesses, but which I think was Justice Allison's point, was that he was trying to keep it broad for a purpose, but clarify that it includes places like digital asset mining businesses, crypto mining facilities. So my question, to be clear, is are you motioning to change, to swap the word data center or the part of the definition of data center that speaks to commercial crypto mining facilities?
And then, before you answer, Justice Jordy, I think what Justice Pearson is referring to, and potentially cautious of, is there are data centers everywhere. And certainly, 99% of them do not make this type of noise. And I'm assuming this body doesn't want to regulate data centers out of Faulkner County, as we typically know data centers. Computer rooms, server rooms, they're everywhere. I would urge caution so as not to include data centers as their general amount by any changes that you make. There are very notable companies that employ many hundreds of people here that don't bother anyone. There's a huge project that's been in the news lately that might come here that'd be a data center, Fortune 100 company. I gather it's not this body's intent to affect any data centers other than those engaged in digital asset mining and crypto mining, as we've referred to it in the past. Is that so? Justice Allison, I think probably to clarify for Justice Pearson and myself, maybe everybody else, you're not trying to regulate all data centers, are you?
Most definitely not. I do recall saying in 2023, I think, that Axion is the biggest data center in the state. And we drive by there and never even know they're there, except for they're built. It's the noise. It's the noise that we want to target, the noise that tortures the citizens of Faulkner County. So I don't have a problem. I don't even have a problem with a digital asset mining company operating in Faulkner County if it operates responsibly and respects its neighbors.
Point of order, I have a question on the table, if I can, just real quick, if I can just get a response from Justice Jordy.
Yes, so the motion on the table would be to replace the references excluding the definition of the data center. So the definition currently of data center in the ordinance would remain the same, but every other reference to the word data center in the ordinance would be changed to digital asset mining business.
I understand. So this does make it a little more specific and tightened up around these types of facilities. And that makes sense. Because I do have a concern about applying a very broad set of requirements to folks that don't even realize they're a data center potentially. So, thank you.
Jessica Coates?
Yes, sir. My question was, and if my memory serves me correctly, did we not have to paint with a little wider, broader brush for the data center part to fall under the law that was passed? Is that correct? So that law, Act 174, has since changed, therefore allowing us to be a little bit more...
I hesitatingly say yes. I know that was the case with some of it. I don't recall all the deliberations that you guys underwent, but we as local governments were handcuffed significantly about what we could not do to differentiate crypto mining from any other industry, including data centers. I think you're right.
Judge,
I can. Go ahead,
Justin.
Justice Ellison, is this the original definition that was in the ordinance that we passed a couple of years ago? Did you amend this in any way? I guess that's my question.
No. This should have been the original. Councilor Barker, can you correct me on that?
This is what was in the past ordinance.
That's correct. This is
okay. And when did we pass that ordinance, Councilor?
2023.
So this definition has been in act for a couple of years. And has there been any issues with any industries coming saying they had an issue with this definition?
No one has indicated. And if I can piggyback on, we did have a district court hearing, obviously, earlier this last month. And part of the issue is this is a criminal ordinance. You are making a crime. And so because of that, you are putting a burden on the sheriff's office to investigate that crime. One of the benefits of keeping it broad is how is the sheriff's office supposed to know what's happening inside a metal building, specifically about whether something is securing assets from a blockchain network. That's very difficult for the sheriff to prove. However, the sheriff can prove with a little more ease that it's an industrial or commercial building that houses IT infrastructure, partly because they have to assess their business personal assets. But the more narrow we make this, just understand, that's okay, but you're putting a little bit more of a pressure on the sheriff in order to prove the elements of a crime. One of the things that the sheriff's office and the prosecuting attorney's office is going to have to do is prove that inside this warehouse, certain things are happening. And maybe that's easy. I don't know. But I would think that would be pretty difficult.
Just straight.
I guess my concern about narrowing the definition is that, to me, it seems that you could potentially open some loopholes for people to come in with something that we might later regret. I guess I would tend to stay with the definition that you currently have, and that's probably how I'm going to vote.
Councilor Murphy, do you have a good feel? You're going to have to draft if that motion passes.
Not a problem drafting it. Once again, Justice Jordan took it straight from the statute, which was established back in 2023. So no problem adapting the ordinance. We can do that right now, in fact. So that's not an issue.
And so been some good discussion. Skeptical discussion, some probably favorable discussion as well. But is there anyone who's unclear about the impact of changing the definition? It's a pretty lengthy ordinance, so don't be shy. We're here to do work.
If I could respond to Justice Strain's objection. So one of the things that I appreciate about the definition of digital mining business is that it does define the size of the business in terms of the amount of power that it is taking. And I think that, to Councilor Murphy's point, is a piece that is easily accessible. We can see how much power a specific business might be using, and would be able to differentiate businesses that were in this category from businesses that were not in this category based on the amount of power, and not directly related, but indirectly related, the amount of noise that would likely be created from the use of that power at the business facility.
Councilor Murphy, could we compel a digital asset mining business to reveal, or energy to reveal, how much power that business is using?
Potentially, the sheriff's office and prosecuting attorney's office would need a warrant for that information, so that they're not going to just be able to make a phone call to get it. But certainly, during an investigation, if there's probable cause and they meet the elements necessary in a criminal investigation, they could. But that's not something necessarily readily available. Let me also put a caveat there. The Oil and Gas Commission has certain authority now over digital asset mining companies. So potentially, if that law is not invalidated, there's some federal court proceedings that are ongoing. We got a decision yesterday. But potentially, we could pick up the phone and maybe call the Oil and Gas Commission and say, we've got a site here. Can you tell us how many megawatts of power they have averaged over the last several months? That's potential there. But that law, like I said, is now being, currently there's a preliminary injunction on a portion of that law as far as the Oil and Gas Commission overseeing that. So I'd be very hesitant to say that that information is going to be readily available in the future.
So is it your interpretation then, if we went with Justice Yorgi's amendment, we would have to prove, before we could get a warrant, we'd have to prove that it met the definition of this digital asset mining business before we could cite them for the noise?
Yes, it would be part of the procedure. How about that?
But as it's written right now, the noise and the operation would be sufficient for the Sheriff's Department to walk up and say, here's the noise meter, it says this is how many decibels, and we can cite you under the circumstance.
Potentially. Once again, they'd still have to prove a data center, so by our definition, but as y'all have pointed out, the current definition, the one that AAC has come up with, is a broader definition, and it's easier to simply take a look at, for instance, the business personal property records that company has submitted to the county saying, here's what is in our warehouse, here's in our building, and that's public record. So that's a lot easier to get than finding out some of the other details that we mentioned.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Justice Alice Stokes. So before we even get to the, you know, the electricity consumption, we're going to know what this is because they have to submit noise studies to the county judge's office and meet all these thresholds and submit letters to everybody within a half mile. We're going to know where the assets are. So that's irrelevant. Now, I mean, this is a state definition. However, with technology, everybody, the innovation is driving towards lower and lower consumption. So in 10 years, it may not consume a quarter of a megawatt a year. So that may be something we have to look at and amend the ordinance, because everything is getting more and more efficient, from your cell phone battery to all the lights in this building. We're trying to drive the cost down. So definitely crypto miners will be doing this as well, as they're on the cutting edge of this type of technology. So that consumption may go down, or you may see smaller mines pop up. And they could, so you got to look at that. So this is going to be something we have to look at and amend as we go forward, because it will change. So, but hopefully, with lower consumption of energy, you'll also get better noise reduction as well. So that is the biggest complaint from the county. So just some food for thought.
Thank you. part of my question, was that if we have all of the information filed with the judge's office and the county clerk, would we not know? Would we not know exactly what's there?
We would.
The only issue then is, what about the ones we don't know about? What about the ones that don't adhere to the ordinance?
That are the bad actors that...
Just some Hoskin.
I think that coming from kind of, we don't have a planning and zoning department, but our OEM office is the closest we come to something like that, because they issue addresses. Coming from that perspective, anyone can go out in the county and start building something today, and you wouldn't know about it. And you go out there and say, I'm not sure the definition that Justice Doherty has, but under possibly the new definition, well, I'm not building a crypto mine, I'm just building a data center. You know, they build it, then they start running crypto, then they're not doing the permitting, they're not required to do permitting, whatever, you know, whatever falls under kind of that. Like you said, it's not the ones that do the permitting, it's the ones that don't, and just go out there and start building something tomorrow, you know. It's fairly easy.
Slide.
I kind of leaning towards what Justice Knight, Justice Lahowski, Justice Yorga, I appreciate the four definitions, and I don't know that there'd be an issue with just adding those definitions, but I think keeping data center in there and keeping it broad allows the county to have a little bit of latitude as far as there. From the debate back in 2023, some of you remember, I mean, I'm from the planning background, I'm not for singling out specific industries. Data center keeps it broad enough where I think you can do it. And with just the house you just said, I mean, yeah, without building permits, zoning in the county, I mean, anything can be thrown up right now. And with a very specific definition, I think you throw that out. I wouldn't be against the four definitions being put into the ordinance just so they're there. I think that's good. It's going by the state, but I think keeping data centers probably, keeping it a little more broad helps out with the sheriff's office as far as, and somebody from County Attorney Murphy as well. It's my two cents.
I would encourage you to amend your motion, Justice Yorgi, to perhaps consider swapping the verbiage in the definition of data center from where it says commercial crypto mining facilities to swap that with digital asset mining business. Because that more specifically spells out what I think you're trying to, you know, what I understand the motion on the table to be working toward, which is to provide clarity and context. But that would also lead in the broader context that would take into account some of the concerns that we've heard from other members of the court. And I would support an amended motion like that.
So just to be clear, you're saying that it would include the set of four additional definitions that we've talked about, but basically nest those under this definition of data center and leave all references in the ordinance to be the more broader definition of data center.
That's what I would propose, and specifically in the definition of data center where it says at the very end, includes but not limited to commercial crypto mining facilities, changing commercial crypto mining facilities to digital asset mining business, and then including the definitions that you proposed under that.
Yeah, I think that sounds very reasonable. I would amend my own amendment. Is that amend my motion to keep the four suggested new definitions from Arkansas Code Section 14-1-603, but in the definition of data center to change the final phrase to includes but is not limited to digital asset mining businesses, and then leave all references in the rest of the ordinance to data center. So there would be no change to those references to data center.
If we need a second on the amended motion. I'll second the motion, the amended motion.
Any further discussion?
Can we have that read, presented to us so we can clearly understand it?
If I may, as I understand it, the motion on the table is to amend the ordinance, the definition of data center, such that it will read, data center, industrial or commercial building or facility that houses IT infrastructure for building, running, and delivering applications and services, and for storing and managing the data associated with those applications and services, include, but is not limited to, commercial data asset mining businesses, which would also then include three additional definitions. The definition of a digital asset miner, and digital asset mining. Correct? The three definitions?
No, sir. The four additional definitions of blockchain network, digital asset mining, yeah, and digital asset mining business would remain.
And I think you mixed maybe a couple words, but at the very end, so includes but is not limited to digital asset mining business. So you're omitting commercial crypto mining facilities and inserting digital asset mining business.
Okay.
And just before we close for debate, just I think this is pretty straightforward on this motion, but to me this just tightens it up and provides a direct clarity pursuant to Arkansas code, which makes the ordinance a little bit stronger, I think. So I support the motion.
Further discussion. I'm not going to rush it.
Judge, I'm amenable to the amended motion.
All right, seeing no further comment, let's go ahead and have a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Hang on, I'm hung. Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
No.
Knight.
No.
Lahosky.
No.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
No.
Tyler.
Yes.
Yorgi.
Yes.
Nine yeses. Yes.
All right. Congratulations. Motion passes. The amendment is enacted. So now we're back to the motion in Maine, which is Justice Allison's overall amendment, now including these changes. Or the ordinance, which will amend 2320.
Your Honor, I have a couple questions for the sponsor.
Sure.
Again, my comments here are looking to strengthen this. I'm generally in support of what you have. With regard to the definition of noise disturbance in Article 2 for definitions, Article 2, Section 6, Point B is a noise or disturbs a reasonable person of normal sensitivities, and I just think there's a lot of ambiguity in this language, and I'm wondering why you didn't use a specific decibel for noise disturbance. And then I'll have a follow-up question to another part in the ordinance that uses the language noise disturbance once we kind of, because if you can respond to that.
Honestly, I pulled the definition straight from the previous ordinance, and I cannot tell you there was a reason why I did not amend that definition.
Okay. I'm just a little concerned about the ambiguity there, because later on in the ordinance, in the amended language that I think you're proposing to add here, this is going to be in Article 3, Section 3, Part A. So this is the noise attenuation plan requirements, and it may exist somewhere else in the ordinance when it refers to the term noise disturbance, but this is the first place I found it. So are you tracking with me on this section that I'm about to, okay. So it says the property, and I'm just gonna read this. The property owner and or operator must consult with a third party architectural or design firm to develop a building plan that includes necessary noise attenuation measures in order to prevent the external sound level emanating from the data center from exceeding the sound level limitations below, which will be considered a noise disturbance. So I'm wondering what it's referring to specifically where it says the sound level limitations below, and why those sound level limitations will be considered a noise disturbance. If that's so, then maybe we should consider spelling that out clearly in the definitions of what a noise disturbance is with regard to sound level.
I believe that's a good point. In Article 5 is where the limitations are spelled out. I don't believe they're spelled out anywhere else before that. But I think that's what we're referring to.
Yes, below. Sir. That's what I'm asking. I wasn't sure when it says below. You know, it's just again, a little ambiguity for me, and I'm not sure. So, so is the sound level limitation, you said it's in Article 5, correct?
Yes.
And that is going to be, the limit would be 60 dB during the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., or 55 dB or higher during the hours of 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I would propose amending the ordinance to add to the definitions in Article 2, Section 6, to add a Part D, which basically uses the same language from Article 5 noise limitations of 60 dB or higher during the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or 55 dB or higher during the hours of 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. measured at the property line of the receiver. You can just leave it right there. You don't have to say measured at the property line. And also part of this amendment that I'm proposing is in Section 3, Part A, where what I referred to earlier, where it says the sound level limitations below, specifically changing the word below to Article 5, Section 1. And again, this is just to eliminate any ambiguity over the terminology of noise disturbance, which is what people will be bringing up an issue of complaint against.
I'll still make a motion.
I think I have a question.
Counselor, you got that?
We had spoken previously about painting with a broader brush, and I'm not an acoustical engineer by any stretch of the imagination. However, I live 6,000 feet from my home, Kirkland. So, kind of makes me a little bit of an expert, I would say. Anyway, with that being said, the noise disturbance in Article 2, 6, where it says, any sound which endangers, does that not make that a little bit broader so that when we're looking at the pitch and the frequency of these mines are part of the problem? It's not necessarily how loud they are. If they were to lower pitch and frequency, they may fall below the or above the decibel rating, but they're not as endangering the people or be as annoying as if it were a higher pitch and a lower decibel. So would that not be painting with a little bit of a broader brush to give us another option?
I'm not proposing to eliminate that language. I would like to leave it in there. So I'm just proposing that we add a Part D to clearly spell out the decibel language for noise disturbance.
ordinance, would it have to meet all of those parts to fall into that category?
They all say or. So part A is endangers or injures the safety of or health of humans or animals, or part B or part C. So I guess it would have to be, part C would be endangers or injures person or property, or part D would be the decibel regulation.
Thank you.
And if I may add, Your Honor, this ordinance is not strictly, as you can tell in Article 5, as it's written, 60 decibels and 55 decibels. That's a misnomer. We see it, we hear it talked about a lot. But Article 5 has two parts to it. One is the strict compliance of 60 and 55, and the other is a more subjective issue. Now, there's some legal issues with that subjectivity, potentially, and we're dealing with that in our federal litigation. However, my point simply is, right now, there is authority, or potential authority, for the sheriff to write a ticket at less than 55 or less than 60, all right? So this amendment makes no change to that. This amendment simply, I think it, Justice Pearson says, clarifies, it puts it, we would put an or there after C to make sure that this D just includes it, but I don't think it would substantially affect the way the ordinance is being administered currently.
That is my intent, yes.
Thank you, Beth. That clarifies that, and I would be in support of this amendment.
Justice Allison, second.
Judge or attorney, if you don't mind, do we need to do all these amendments separately, or if the sponsor okay with that, other amendments in a separate section, is that okay to do now, or is it better to wait?
Look, for I would say it's better to do it separately.
Thank you.
Judge, if I could, I don't know if this adds much to the conversation, but engineering controls are much more effective on high frequency noise than they are on low frequency noise, which simply means that you have a higher frequency at the same decibel as a lower frequency, and you implement an engineering control sound absorbing material, it will lower the decibels of the higher frequency more than it will the decibels of the lower frequency. Just input.
I'll call for the question on the motion on the table. There's no further debate.
Roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendrick.
No.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Schott.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Yorgi.
Yes.
12-1. Okay, motion carries. The ordinance passes. That would be ordinance 25-12, as amended here on the floor, which amends 2320.
Making sure we're straight.
Point of order. That was just a vote on the motion to amend.
That's correct. That was a vote on the motion, not the original ordinance.
So that's a separate amendment.
Correct.
All right.
Motion to table. Debate's still open for the ordinance on the table.
Further discussion?
The sponsor of the ordinance would be okay with an amendment request. Spoken specifically on Article 3, Section 1, notice requirements. I'm all about being pretty broad on stuff, but in my career, this is a section where you really want to be real tight on everything. So a couple questions that hopefully we'll tighten up. So first off is a list of residents within a half mile radius of the
parcel, that's fine. That's a rather large area. I mean, 2,000 feet. Anyone that's worked in municipalities and other just public notifications, typically you're not extended beyond 250 to 300 feet for notification. So this is obviously with, as Justice Coates noted, you can hear these operations from quite a ways away, mile plus away. I have no issue with the half-mile radius. What my focus on is, so you're sending, it says to send out notifications. How are we sending out notifications? Would be the first one. My recommendation would be either by registered mail or certified mail, or have some way of tracking. And I'm having a brain slip right now. There's a separate tracking way as well with USPS. Certificate of mailings, excuse me. So I would suggest either certified mail or certificate of mailings. That way you can actually track the letters versus first class. You can't track the applicants could show you a copy of a letter they sent, but it doesn't necessarily mean they mailed it out. So I would recommend having a certificate of mailing requirement or a registered mail. The question of how are you going to produce the list of residents? One way would be require a title search or a license abstractor. Some places have GIS where they can do it in-house. I would probably not recommend that. I think this should be on the applicant to have a license abstractor. Pull the title searches. That would be the better way to go. For notification of homeowners association, I'm not real sure where that information would come from. That's sometimes harder to get. And some DOAs and homeowners associations are defunct and may not be valid anymore. And then finally, notice required in the section, no all postal addresses and homeowners associations. I would recommend adding mail to all property owners and residences. What that does would allow you to, the property owner is notified, but if it's a rental property, the residents are also notified. That is missed quite often in municipal hearings, is the property owners get the information, but if it's a rental, that resident may not get, they're going to be the ones that are affected by that. And then finally, I would recommend some sort of, if it's possible, a convening. The letters go out, but is there going to be a meeting, or is it just a notification that this script or this data center is coming into the area? Sorry, that was a lot of information. I apologize. I can repeat it as needed.
I'm going to leave on you to word that. I mean, if you want to submit, but.
Well, I would just add, this is going to require notice to the judge's office to, all this is going to be filed either with the county clerk or with the judge's office to vet and check the boxes. And it's probably a good suggestion to require the county judge's administration to have a public hearing on it. Give those people who are noticed up, so the potential operator would contact the judge's office and say, hey, fixing to try to put one of these in place. Could you schedule a hearing date? Because I'm about to publish this, and I know this line's moving the process, but it's probably a good suggestion. That's all I would suggest you amend your motion to include. The requirement of a public hearing would have to be provided by the county judge.
If you don't mind, Judge, obviously set a public hearing, recommend a 7-day or 15-day?
30-day. It's setting a 7-day hearing is not the easiest, scheduling courtrooms and staffing and all of that. So
a
They would have to give the public 30 days notice.
So
I would suggest at least 30 days.
So 30-day notice of a public hearing to be set by the judge, to have a day set by the judge.
Yeah, that would be good. You got any objections to that?
Okay.
No.
So with that motion to amend, and I can clarify as needed.
Justice Lyon, could you clarify your amendment regarding the terminology about which addresses are to be notified? Are you suggesting that we strike the language about the homeowners associations because of the issues with data, and instead use property owners and residences?
Yeah, I would. You can do affiliated homeowners associations if that information is readily available. I'm not sure if the county assessor or county clerk or circuit clerk's office keeps track of that. I would recommend at minimum notices sent to property owners and residences. The easiest way to see that is if you were to go on Data Scout or AR County data. You look and see the mailing address versus the physical address, and you can usually tell if it's a rental or there. What that does, that would allow you to cover both of those. So the first would be mailings to all residences and property owners within the half mile. House served would be via certified mail or certificate of mailing, and what that does, that allows tracking. Not that I don't trust them, but if you do a first-class mail, all you have is an envelope, and it may not have ever been mailed. With certificate of mailing and a certified mail, you can track. And that's easy. Just make a copy, distribute it to the county clerk for filing, and also the county judge's office. Going with the judge's motion, a letter going out that requires 30-day notice of a public hearing to be held on a date the judge sets. Very similar to other annexations and whatnot. As far as for the notices and where the notices go, my recommendation is they need to use a licensed abstractor or title search. That's the only way you can get current residences at this time, unless they have a different way of doing it. And some of them may, if they have licensed abstractors. Old school, but it's the best way to make sure you're getting the most up-to-date information to the residences.
Your Honor, if I may, this was a part of the original ordinance from 2320, but as I have listened to some of the things that are said as long as well as some experience that I've had with some other things, I look at this and I say, first of all, how difficult it's going to be to police all of these notices. I think that's going to be incredibly difficult. Also, if the data centers are meeting our requirements for noise attenuation and meeting the decibel requirements, they already have to submit a plan to the judge's office. I just feel like it's a little bit of a government overreach to also have all of the residents that I'll notice as well. It's going to be incredibly difficult to police all of this, and I'm all for making it more difficult for the bad actors to come in, but at the same time, are the bad actors going to follow all of these rules? Probably not. And I just feel like, if they're meeting the laws and they're meeting the ordinances that are set forth in this ordinance, then it's their property, and what they choose to do inside their building, if they're meeting the laws and the regulations of our county, why should they need to let all the neighbors know what's going on in their personal property? Just a discussion.
Well, to rebut that a little bit, this notice on this number one is for new data centers. It's not for existing data centers. I think that's the issue, is if you have a new data center going in, I think it's right, just like a zoning hearing, conditional use permit, or anything else. I think the public should be notified, and whether it's by sending letters out or a different way, either publishing on the county website or some other notification, a legal notice in the paper. I mean, who reads the paper a lot of times now? But I'm fine with any of that. I mean, I think the half mile radius is rather large, but is a legitimate business. I mean, they're no different than a subdivision going in or rezoning where they have to mail out to 100, 200 people within a 300-foot, 400-foot radius. That's what this is for, is to notify the public so that we don't have what happened in Bono, where a crypto mine has popped up and nobody knew about it. And that's what this helps, is a data center going in and the public is notified. And ultimately, the way it reads, it is the judge's decision, and the judge has latitude.
To report those things or not?
Well, I think it's just a data center itself. But it's like, I agree, if they met all the study requirements, then they're there. But those are all post-developments versus this is pre-development. Like anything else, you want a resident does have a right to know what's going on next to them.
Do they?
They do.
Out of the county, we don't have anything like that at this point, do we?
Not to my knowledge. That's a question I raised 2 years ago. But this is here, and all I'm trying to do is, if we have this notification requirement, it's tightened up so you know it's actually going to be done. And you can't do that with some of the stuff. I guess my opinion is, how do you police who they're sending it to? Are they actually sending out the notices in the required time, or are they just saying, oh, I sent it out and let's move forward? So that's where it's in here already. And if we're not going to remove the notice requirements, then you touch it up to where the judge's office, county clerk's office, knows what is going on, and they can, it's more efficient for them.
That was on my list of amendments to bring up and put on the table, was to take out that part of Article 3. Number one, down to where it says the property owner operator must notify the county judge. So all the residents surrounding the property would be taken out, and then the last two sentences would be left in. That's not a motion, that's just bringing this up for discussion.
Just as a point of order, just flying, I think it might help the court if you make a formal motion, because I don't think we've actually had a second on your motion at this point, even with discuss. Any
questions? I have a motion, President. Motion, President. That's right.
So, as I understand, the motion is to basically include certified mail in section or Article 3, Section 1A, also to include the use of a title abstractor to determine the residents within the half mile, and then to add a number 5 under Article 3, which would say, upon the filing proof of notification, the county judge shall hold a public hearing within 30 days. The county judge shall ensure the terms of this ordinance have been met. That's appropriate. That's the motion on the table.
I didn't hear a second.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion?
Counselor, would this apply if a large data center, a responsible actor, came into the city of Conway? Would they have to have noticed in the half mile?
No, sir. I think we have earlier in the ordinance where it says it applies to the unincorporated parts of Palmer County, but this ordinance only applies to unincorporated. So what happens in the city of Bologna, city of Conway, city of Mayflower, Guy, wherever, that's up to those municipalities to police. This is only unincorporated.
Okay, thank you. I don't want to make something so onerous to the responsible actors who want to put in a data center that does not torture Palmer County residents. that they would be dissuaded from coming into Walter County if we've been looking at potential $1 billion investment over responsible organizations such as those that already operate in the county. I don't want to discourage them from coming to do a business in the county.
So, just Austin, if you don't mind, if it's, let's say, take the half mile radius and we drop it down to 500 feet, would that be more amenable? I mean, that's not, that would not be an overly big burden, and you still reach all the property owners directly surrounding, obviously.
In the county, I look at that. I mean, personally, I look at this, not anything against what you're saying, or what you, I understand what you're saying, but with all the other notifications, I like the certified mail thing, but I don't know that I can support all of those restrictions that you're adding on there.
Which, I guess, if you don't mind me asking, which restrictions? I mean, obviously, there's no county judge meeting that's originally there, if that's an issue.
Well, I don't have a problem with the county, okay. The title search, all that stuff. I mean, I think with the number of people who've come out and voiced their opinions in the city of Bologna and the people who are here tonight, if you look at Facebook, the people who know about this, public notice is made. Pretty much everybody knows about it. But I'm just thinking about someone like Axiom who operates responsibly within our community. If we wanted, I mean, they're not operating on the same negligence toward the people. And I don't want to make this so onerous and burdensome that people like that would not want to come forward.
I guess what I was trying to get at is if we keep a radius around a piece of property, how do you obtain that list? I mean, the other option would be you walk the street and you walk to each property owner and you sign a petition. That's if we're going to say outside of getting rid of the full there's no requirements. That's my thing is how do you know who to notify if we have a radius or no radius?
That was my point to bring up, the fact that it was going to be incredibly difficult to police, and it is my opinion that it needs to be taken out completely.
For the purpose of discussion, if we removed many of these notice requirements and only required notifying the county judge, would there be a reasonable purpose to having the judge post some sort of public notice of that filing on our website? Like you mentioned, that's a possibility for providing public notice.
That's one way. I mean, it's all about reaching. I'm amenable. Whether it's on the county website, county Facebook site, or a legal notice in the paper, if online or physical. Obviously, as Judge Allison said, the residences are here. Obviously, Bologna, I believe, is probably a 300-foot requirement around a piece of property that goes to either planning commission or city council. But, I'm sorry? 500 feet, okay. So, I think the half mile is onerous. I think that is a little extreme, and I think if you drop it down to 300 or 500 foot, and if you're out in the county, most places in the county are not subdivided, smaller subdivisions, so you're looking at a 300 to 500 foot, you're probably looking at 7, 8, maybe 10 residences, and then those residences talk to their neighbors. And that you, I think my opinion, of course, is I don't think you want to get rid of the whole no notification. And I understand your point, where maybe large, but if you do any type of stuff, I mean, you're usually public notice is going to be a 300, 500 foot, and you are notified neighbors. There's remedies to it, how you have to do it. So.
I just think that a half mile in the county is probably somewhat equivalent. I think the Arkansas Association of Counties have drafted this, and I'm sure they put a lot of thought into it, that using reasoning that I don't know how they count their figures and stuff when they did this. But I'm just thinking that in the county, the number of residents you'd have to notify in a half mile radius, maybe even less than in a densely populated city in 500 feet.
I think the half mile, Councilor Bridges, best I recall the dialogue, at least our dialogue with them, is the half mile is about as far as you can be. Closer than that, it's tough to stand the noise. I think it's more noise related rather than the number of people reach. Is that how you remember it?
That's correct.
And back to Justice Coates stating earlier that she lives, 6,000 feet from the one at Barnum and still is disturbed by it. You can amend it how you want, and I don't have a problem with anybody, like I said before, offering an amendment to this. I don't know if I could support reducing that half mile radius.
So, Justice Allison, you're fine with the half mile radius. Justice Coates, just judge's office is fine, in your opinion?
In my opinion, yes. And my reasoning behind that is I have so many constituents that as long as you are meeting the requirements of the law on your property, it is nobody's business what I'm doing on my property. As long as I'm meeting, staying in the restraints and the confines of the law, I mean, I don't necessarily want to send a letter to my neighbors every single time I decide I want to do something that's under the law, that, you know, where I'm following the law.
Well, it's
a little bit of government overreach.
Well, but this is, I think, kind of going back, I mean, again, this notice requirement is pre-development. So at that point, we don't know, and if we're not going to have a, you know, if it's, we don't want to do anything until after it's built, then we really don't need this ordinance except for post-development, then.
They already have to submit the plans.
Yeah.
So all of that would already dissolve pre-development.
Yep. Further comments, questions?
I don't know exactly how it would need to go as far as point of order or how that would need to fall, but I would like to make an amendment to take it completely out. However, if that amendment did not pass, then it needs to be strengthened.
At this point, Justice Plotin's motion is on the table, so until it's vote made or until you vote, that's the result.
Good question,
Elder.
Could you do a substitute motion? Do not do a substitute motion.
If the motioner wants to substitute it, but it's his privilege on how he wants to proceed from here on.
Well, I will withdraw the table and allow Justice Coates to amend to run her amendment first.
That's
okay. So is that a motion to withdraw?
I'll withdraw my motion at this time.
I just need to know the document.
So, Your Honor, I would like to make a motion to amend Ordinance 2512 to take out the Article 3, Number 1, under noise requirements, everything down to the property owner and operator must notify the county judge. Those last two sentences would remain. Everything else would be stricken.
Okay, we've got a motion.
And just note that following that is where the property owner and the operator, they do have to, you know, turn in the sound study to the county judge as well as the county clerk. They have to have, you know, the noise attenuation plan requirements. It just takes out the part where all of the neighbors would have to be notified. It does not reduce the decibel readings or any of those things. They would still have to follow the letter of the law, but
then we
have a little bit more privacy on that property.
Second.
Okay, motion and second.
Who was the second?
Kevin. Discussion. Further discussion.
I'd just like to point out that these noise attenuation requirements starts out in Article 3. I said before, the data center has commenced construction, so if you're building a pole barn on your property, you don't have to notify your neighbors within a half mile distance or anything like that. Unless your intent is to construct a data center, then you don't, this doesn't apply to you.
But if you're running a data center and you're meeting the requirements of the law and your neighbors can't hear it, why do they need to be notified?
I understand your slippery slope, and I'm going to use an analogy from school where people complain all the time. You see teachers and administrators trashed on Facebook, social media for bathroom policies in schools because people say it's their human right to go to the bathroom anytime they want, spend 55 minutes out of a 60-minute class because they go to the bathroom, but the problem is not the good actors. The problem is those people who abuse the privilege, and then we have to make rules that everybody has to abide by because of those bad actors. Because this is a situation where we've had bad actors, and there are people in this county now who are enduring the torture and the torment from the noise, and that's what this is set up for. That's why I'm going to stick with the way it's worded now.
I also want to make another point. I'm District 2. I'm absolutely in favor of regulating the noise from the data centers. However, I'm also in favor of protecting my constituents. Rights to their property. And so, you know, I'm going to use the example of my road for one. 100-acre subdivision went in beside us. Would I like to have known about it? Yeah, probably. But could I have done anything about it? No, I couldn't have. We're out in the county. He bought it. He developed it. That's his right. So would it have been a nice thing to do for him to tell me about it? Sure. But he doesn't have to. And I didn't buy it. It's not my property, so it's his to do with what he wants as long as he meets the requirements of the law.
Follow-up question along those lines. Supposing that notification of the public was required here, or of the neighbors was required, and there was a hearing, and everyone showed up and said, we don't want this, is there any mechanism in this law that would actually give an enforcement mechanism to prevent that development?
In my experience, it could lead to fear mongering.
Well, could you restate your question? I'm not sure I understood.
So if the purpose of the notice requirements here in the ordinance as written are to give the public an opportunity to voice their concerns about the development, what effect, if any, could voicing those concerns have on this business development?
Based on emails, I'm to tell you how all that noise impacts their reasonable interpretation of, I forget the language that's in here, but the reasonable person standard of being impacted by the noise. The 55 and 60 is the 55 and 60, but they've still got to some of the options. Let me go to the sound requirements. So I guess my quick answer on that is there's all sorts of input that potentially affected parties communicate. We'll hear a few of them tonight. And I can change the sound levels that are in here or the checklist requirements that the potential operators gotta meet. Because those are just checklists if you pass this ordinance like it is. But
if I may,
I'm reading. Go ahead.
Justice Jordy's question is the same one I'm rolling over in my mind right now. And I certainly see Justice Coates' points as well. And I'm thinking that, you know, an informed citizenry can hold parties accountable, right? That, that's our job as citizens, right? To hold duly elected officials, hold the law, everything into account. And if people aren't aware that something is about to happen, they can't be diligent to put pressure on the county judge. And so that would be one thing that they could do. If they are aware that a facility like this is going to go in, they could make sure the county judge is doing their job. Furthermore, if the nuisance, if it becomes a nuisance and there becomes a problem, then they can be more aware over what that problem might be coming from, right? Because they're informed. And so on the one hand, I can see that that's all I can come up with so far for myself is, you know, if people are informed, they can hold the law accountable. They can hold people accountable to the law. But I don't disagree with the point that you're making, that if the parties are following the law, they're not causing any problems, you know, especially in the county where we don't have planning commissions and zoning and regulations, then why does it matter? But I think that there is something to be said about the moment that we're in, where there is a bad actor, and people are concerned about more bad actors. And so that's where I'm at with it. I think there's merit on both sides of that argument. Personally, I'd be inclined to leave in the notice and look to potentially amend if this no longer becomes a problem.
I appreciate your opinion, and I also see both sides. I truly do. Obviously, this was in the original ordinance. And the parts of the county where each of us live is different, too. You know, look at the policing of it, of the notice in some of your districts would be subdivisions, you know, one house beside the next, and, you know, they all have a 911 address and everything is good. Well, you get to some of the places in my district, my road included, how are you going to notify the, you know, man in the tent or the RV that's living, you know, on a piece of property with 10 other tents or RVs? I just don't know that is a enforceable way of notification out in the county when we do have so many, you know, multifaceted living conditions and situations.
But to Justice Yorby's point, though, we are establishing the guidelines for crypto mines to come and to set up shop. That's what we're doing. We're not doing just to prevent them. Just these are the guidelines. Here's the thresholds. Here's the criteria. Here's what you have to do. Check it off the list. And I don't see anything to stop it.
I found, and we'll talk over anybody, but I found the reasonable person standards, kind of the legal lingo there. Article 5, paragraph 2, section E refers to whether proper and reasonable noise attenuation method will follow them. It's improper and reasonable. In the intro paragraph to Article 5, it does say that noise levels emanating from data centers shall be deemed disturbing to the person. Reasonably calculated to disturb the peace and unreasonably offensive to the reasonable person standards. And injurious to the public or their property. If the sound level is, it's got two paragraphs there. It probably wouldn't hurt to clarify that. I'd be interested in Phillips' interpretation, but it said 60 and 55 dBs in paragraph 1. And if memory serves, since there is not an and or an or after that, Phil, is that an or an and?
It's an or.
All right. So the next standard is the reasonable person standard.
Am I coming?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So I think the public's into it. I mean, it behooves any county judge to make sure everybody knows the county judge has been notified that a data center is coming. And while I'm here, you can bet I'm fixing to publish it, put it on the website, you know.
And
I don't think we'd send a code red, but we would notify you know, that it's coming.
I have no problem with you posting it or the county judgment. I just think that going to each individual neighbor is too much.
Point of order,
we have a motion and second on the table.
We do, just ongoing discussion.
Okay. I think if I was having any kind of a business like that, it connects to property that I own, I think the people certainly would have a right to know, because you might be in the process of making a big investment on your property, and knowing that was coming might change your plans. Might even change your plans if you're going to develop a piece of property at all. I think personally, perfectly reasonable to notify people when you're going to put some kind of a business like that in other people, in other parts of what might be an agricultural neighborhood or something like that. I just think that's perfectly reasonable.
I think, let me clarify, and I don't know, can you hear this microphone?
No.
My microphone is not working. It was working earlier. Come on up.
While he's working on that, I'd like to respond to Justice Jordy's question from a little while ago. One thing that people can do when they're notified is they can notify us. When this first came about in 2023, honestly, I was not against anything to do with crypto mining or cryptocurrency or anything like that. I'm still not against crypto mining or cryptocurrency if they do it responsibly. But I had no idea what it was or what it is. We're citizen legislators. We come before this court. A lot of times, things come before us that we don't really understand, and if there was no notification, then I would not have been informed before we got to think about it or look at ordinance. Honestly, when I went to the Planning Commission in Bologna the first time, when they came in there and they talked a really good game, and the people misled us, I say lied to us, to our faces, when they said that if you had your door closed, you would not even be able to hear the script line. And so it wasn't until they established it on a bono and I wouldn't hurt myself. But the people, that Planning Commission addressed the citizen legislators. That the people on the Planning Commission, and that got word to the elected officials, and that gives us a more informed opportunity to address the issues.
All right, so I'm just going to talk loud. I just want to clarify, there is a difference between requiring a prospective new business coming. I don't think we want to run all new businesses out of town at all. I think that's probably the point that Justice Coates was making. I made mention that, look, it's county judge, probably who's the county judge's office to make that notice. That's a very different requirement. You're not requiring, you know, if the county judge puts a notice, and we publish stuff all the time. At the county. There we go. Are you accusing me of kicking that? Got all kinds of wires over here. That's much better. Thank you so much. So, I just wanted to clarify, it would, you know, most county judges are probably just going to make sure everybody knows. And that's not the burden being placed upon the property owner and being overbearing as government. I wanted to draw that distinction there. We publish stuff all the time as the government. Probably county clerk publishes more than you. And that's not overly burdensome when you're considering such an impact. But that's very different than asking your prospective new business to come here and send certified mailings to 1,000 people, not considering that we would also have to check 1,000 green cards which if you ordered us to do that, we'd do that by ordinance. But I did want to make that distinction. I didn't want to muddy the water.
Would it be reasonable to add something to the notice requirements to put that on us public notice on the judge's?
Not at all. No, I don't think any judge. I mean, if you order it, the judge is going to do it. The judge is going to do it, but I don't think it's ours.
Is that already in there when the notification part where the property owner must provide a copy of the report of the study and all that stuff, the plans to the county judge and file with the county clerk? Are those things not published?
Yeah, but I don't think there's a requirement of the county judge to publish. The county judge to publish and make sure the. Or you could, or the county clerk could do that, but the county judge's office would be happy to drive that. Any county judge is going to want to be involved in a situation like this.
So, building off of Justice URDs, and would you have an issue then if we strike the top that you were talking about, taking out the letters, and putting the onus of publication on, published on a county website, county Facebook, social media, and if Code Red is available to use. I mean, most residents have Code Red, send it out by text. I would have an issue with that if you're amenable to that. I mean, it still gets a notification out, and actually it's easier on the applicant in many ways, but it puts the onus on the county government at that point.
Did you make a motion to call a vote on the amendment?
Second.
I think we're still on debate unless you didn't want to respond to that.
You have an open question.
Finding that balance is incredibly difficult because I do understand why the notifications would be important. If someone was putting in a mechanic shop beside me, let's say, that's going to be loud and, and I hear the motors running and the banging and the clanging, would I want to know? Yes. Is it my right to know? Probably not. Especially if they're meeting all of the requirements under the law. However, I also, I feel like our county government is not a bad actor. We like to, follow so many of us say, you won't have any issues if you do the right thing. And publishing it to the county judge's office or the county clerk would be doing the right thing in my mind. And I would not be opposed to that at all. If we struck the individual letters and then just had it going to the file that with the county clerk. I mean, just like a notice of this meeting. Would that not be similar?
Well, they're, as written, they're required to file documents with the county clerk. County clerk or judge are not required to publish them.
But if we added
it's,
that,
it's public notice by definition.
It would be the same as this meeting or any of our the documents, and the notification would be published like it is on the website.
Not unless you change the language.
But if we change the language and added that into that section,
that's correct.
Yeah, I would be okay with that.
So are you amending your motion?
Yes, sir. I would like to take out Article 3, Number 1, down to the last two sentences. The property owner and operator must notify the county judge, and the property owner and operator intends to build and operate a data center. The notification must include the location for the proposed data center, and then add the sentence, the county clerk or judge's office must make public notice.
Very good. We've got a motion to second it.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Mr. Coach, if I can.
Yes, sir.
Since this seems very similar to Justice Lyon's issue earlier about having a public hearing, perhaps instead of putting it there at the end of one or saying the county clerk or county judge must hold a hearing, perhaps we use the same language we discussed earlier, which says, upon the filing of proof of notification, county judge shall hold a public hearing within 30 days, and the county judge shall ensure the terms of this ordinance have been met.
I was under the understanding that I was not agreeing to a public hearing. I was agreeing to it being notification of the public.
Excuse me, then absolutely keep it in the publication of the, or as you mentioned there, for paragraph one.
I support the amended motion. I could, in principle, I agree with your original motion. But I'm a pragmatist at the end of the day, and just given the current situation, I had a little bit harder time with it. But I think this strikes a good balance, and I support it.
Further discussion? All right, all in favor of the Justice Coates' amended motion, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
All right, roll call vote, please.
Allison.
No.
Coates.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky. Lyon.
Yes.
Meeks.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
No.
Tyler.
Yes.
Dorgie.
Yes.
To one abstention.
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay. Councilor, we're back to the motion in a minute. This is Allison's motion. Any other motion on the floor? Any further discussion? I do have to ask for some clarification. So with the back and forth of whether we redefined what data center was or referred to data center, where is that in the current motion?
It's already put it on.
Yeah.
And it was included or not? Remind me.
Yes.
Data center is still included, John.
Okay, so as originally presented.
The definitions.
The data center definition was amended to change the wording from cryptocurrency mining or something into the state law definition of a data mining business. I believe they're wrong.
Okay.
Visualized the mining business, yes.
Only in the data center definition?
The words data center were maintained in the rest of the body of
okay.
The
all right. Ordinance. Yeah. Any other discussion?
So just a quick note, with Justice Coates' amendment, I assume the judge, obviously, once you publish it on a county website, you would take comments from the public, correct?
Sure, yeah, for sure. They're going to come. But that's a good question. Probably should offer. Yeah, a public hearing, a public comment. Further discussion?
I would like to make a motion to amend that section then and add that the county judge will hold a public meeting within 90 days.
Okay.
Of the
notice or model or everything is good and ready to go?
That's a good question. Within 90 days of being notified by the company that will construct the data center, how about?
Upon their filing?
Yes, upon filing.
90 days.
Is that enough time?
That's ample. I think that's longer. Jason, Justice Lyon, you probably tell me. Are there typically delays of 90 days in municipal setting?
Municipal setting, most things are done. For instance, for us, it's a PUD, a plan unit development. Those Most times by statute, it has to be ruled on within 60 days. This being essentially a site plan, for lack of better terms, I think 60 to 90 days is plenty. In fact, I would, it's your amendment, I would recommend, upon publishing notice, the county judge can take comments for 30 days. I think 9 days is pretty onerous on it. I think if something a little bit less, maybe more beneficial, but it's your amendment.
It's not strict 9 days, but it's within 9 days, so the county judge could set that at 30 days if that language is used. Is that not correct?
If you wish to word it that way, I didn't
know. I like the word in a way that it would be to your discretion.
Okay.
Or so that, mainly so that you could schedule a courtroom, like you said earlier, that you would not, it wouldn't put an undue burden on the county to have under a tent in the grass.
So how about the county, upon receipt, the county judge will make a ruling within 90 days?
A
decision. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I would like within 90 days. So the 90 days is the outside of that range. But that would be up to the judge and his schedule and what he could possibly come up with.
I would imagine it would typically be faster than that, but you could envision maybe needing that time. Further discussion? Just Salson's motion.
I have a question on the motion.
There's no second.
Would it be appropriate? I'm trying to think. We don't really have special hearings like this for much else that I can consider. And I'm wondering if an alternative might be to place it on the agenda of a quorum court meeting.
I would not have a problem with that. I could amend that to, so I don't know exactly how to word that. I need help with that, counselor, but I could amend the amendment to the motion to say that it will be placed on quorum court meeting agenda within 90 days, if that's sufficient.
Because by doing so, that would give the public a chance to have public comment, because it's on an agenda, right?
I agree with that.
It makes a little less burdensome on them, too, so it could actually happen.
Judge, is there a second on that? I don't believe we have a second yet.
No second.
Just pointed that out. You got a second, Justice Moss? Further discussion.
So, was that a motion? Have a meeting, and everybody comes to the quorum court meeting like they have now. What's the response from the court? We don't have to vote on whether or not the data center comes in. We've already set the ordinance that they have to meet, the requirements they have to meet. So what would the outcome of that meeting be other than a long meeting?
Or to give the public an opportunity to be heard or to have their elected officials here.
They can do that through an email.
They can, but I think sometimes that they prefer to know that their vote officials are. It's easier for us to hide when we're only notified by email than I think the public meeting here addresses public concerns better than just expecting the public to email us. That's just my opinion.
All of our information is public.
Well, I understand. They come to my house. They want to have some unfortunate coffee. But I want the public to be able to interact with their elected officials and have their say.
I didn't know what the outcome would be. What would the outcome of that meeting be?
It would just give the public the opportunity to voice their concerns in a public setting.
To be heard.
Yes.
Did you move forward or
yeah, I'm not sure what the motion is anymore. So.
Okay, would you like to restate your motion?
Yes, sir. The motion is to add to that end of section 1 in article 3 that the county judge will place on the quorum court regular meeting agenda within 90 days. We said public meeting and public hearing.
Place the item on an agenda. Just suggesting place it on the agenda for public comment.
There you go. That sounds good to me.
Further discussion? All in favor of J. Justice Allison's amendment indicates so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Nay? I heard at least one nay. There have been two, so roll call vote, please.
Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
No.
Kendricks?
Present.
Knight?
No.
Lahosky? Lyon?
No.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Schott?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
No.
Yorgi?
Yes.
Seven yeses.
Seven, four, two.
Yes.
Motion carries. Amendment passes. Councilor Murphy, back to the main motion.
Yes, sir.
Okay, further questions? Discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please. This is the motion. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the motion to adopt proposed ordinance 25-12. Roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison?
Yes.
Coates?
Yes.
Kendricks?
Yes.
Knight?
Due to the data center definition and a potential conflict of employment, I have to vote present.
Lahosky?
Yes.
Lyon?
Yes.
Meeks?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Pearson?
Yes.
Schott?
Yes.
Strain?
Yes.
Tyler?
Yes.
Yorgi?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations. Motion carries. 25-12 passes. Is there any other business to come before the court? Accept motion adjourned.
Motion adjourned.